Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good morning or afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio on another very beautiful Thursday. Now, to get the standard stuff out of the way, for those of you who are calling from the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those of you calling from everywhere else, including the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area where we are at right now, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And as usual, producer Kina is over in the chat room manning that ably. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns that you would like to make sure that she gets to me, you can go ahead and type those in, and she'll make sure that I get it and I can answer your questions. So today we are talking about choosing change. And often when we think about the idea of changing something, it's usually because we decide that whatever is going on, however the way something is, it's not working for us anymore. And that is a tremendously empowering moment to reach when you are able to say, you know what, been there, done that, tried it, worked with it, but it's not really working for me. Or maybe it used to work, but now it's not working anymore because everything changes. So when we talk about choosing change, it means that the very first step to that process of change begins because you decide that it's what you want. And recently I posted a statement on Twitter that went, change because you choose to, not because someone else chooses your change for you. And that is a big piece because often when, you know, people are around us, they're very well-meaning, they want what's best for us, or they have some sort of weird story where they just want to control, they decide what you should be, how you should be, and what you should be wearing when you do that. It is very easy to fall into the idea of, well, if they said it, especially if it's someone important to you, especially if it's someone that you care deeply about, that you know cares about you, well, shouldn't I change for them? Shouldn't I be someone else to them? Shouldn't I be thinner, heavier, more pleasant, less pleasant, more serious? Whatever it is that somebody feels that is not the best way for you and not the right way for you, well, yeah, you should take their opinion into consideration, but then figure out whether or not it's what you really choose. Change is the most powerful when it comes from a place of empowerment. If you decide that you need to make a shift in your life, no matter how well-meaning anybody else is, you cannot let them get veto vote. And yes, maybe it's a situation where somebody really has the best interest at heart and says, you know what, there's a very self-destructive behavior that you have. I'm telling you this because I love you, and this needs to change. Even something as powerful as that, even something as significant as that, ultimately that change is going to mean nothing if you didn't choose for it to happen. If you are not completely embracing the idea that, okay, this needs to shift, this needs to change, I agree with you, and now I'm going to take the action to be able to make it happen. it is an illusion to think that, well, I will create this change in myself, not because I want it, but because this person thinks it's right for me and that that's going to be a lasting change. It's not. At one point, I was able to lose a significant amount of weight, but I started off the entire process doing it for someone else. Like, okay, this will make them happy. This will make them happier with me. This will improve our overall relationship. And I'm going to do it because they want me, you know, because that will make, in my mind, I felt that would is what would make them happy. And the problem became, once that person no longer said, well, I don't like this, I don't want this, this is making me unhappy, go back to the way you were. Well, here I had reached this wonderful point, and yet I had based the whole thing on what that person wanted, so I went back. And I reversed everything that I had done. And that was no reason to change. Yes, I reached the goal that I wanted to reach, but I didn't reach it because of me. I reached it because of someone else, which meant when they changed their mind, I changed. When you change for yourself, this is one of those, okay, go ahead, put yourself first. Put what you want first. If you want this change, I mean truly want this change to happen, you will align yourself to make it happen. You will bring people into your life randomly who will support that change, who will support that shift. If it's not what you want, if it's not what really, you know, answers your heart, and if you're only doing it because you're buckling under to peer pressure or to the idea that, okay, well, you know, these people are, they must be right. If more than one person is saying it, they must all be right. So I need to shift in order to meet their expectations. That is a change that is not going to be able to be sustained. If it wasn't your idea, if it wasn't your choice, if you're just doing it to make somebody else happy, that's not what it's all about. That takes away the beauty and the wonder and the empowerment of change. And sometimes change can be unpopular. Sometimes change can be something that really creates a lot of friction and a lot of static, because sometimes there are cases where people want you to stay exactly as you are. You feel called to create change in your life, and you don't because they don't want it, because they want to keep you the way that you were, because that's what works for them. And sometimes we make a change and, wow, gee, really? Maybe not so much. That, you know, absolutely interesting tattoo that you got that was spur of the moment, and it's like, wow, maybe, you know, maybe not so much. You know, the guy's name that you have or the girl's name that you have tattooed on you, and then you guys end up breaking up. You know, okay, that was a change, and maybe people said, don't do it, and you did it, and it's like, okay. Change does not mean that it is going to absolutely succeed. And if you create the change because it's what you chose to, then it just becomes a learning experience. Then it just becomes, well, you know what? I did it. I chose it. And it didn't turn out the way I thought, but that doesn't mean that it was a wrong choice. It just means that you were designed to learn something from it. There isn't anybody out there who hasn't made a choice that they've regretted. I have yet to meet anyone who looks back on their lives and go, you know what? I hit the bullseye on every single choice I made. And if somebody says that, they're probably not remembering as well as they could. We all have choices that we really wish that we, you know, maybe had made another choice. But we made the best choice we knew to make with the information and knowledge and wisdom we had in that moment. So, yes, I look back on the choices, and it's like, wow, really? Okay, that one was not one of my best choices. And it was the best choice I knew to make. So technically, therefore, with the exact same knowledge and the exact same information, I would probably make the choice again. Very few of us make choices because, okay, I'm going to make this choice because I know it's going to be an epic failure. Pretty much whenever we choose something, whether it has to do with, you know, our physical bodies, whether it has to do with our frame of mind, whether it has to do with our jobs, whether it has to do with our relationships, it was the best choice that you knew to make with the information that you had. Hindsight is truly 20/20. And you never know, you know, how something is going to play out. It may be that you make a choice, it seems to fail epically, yet down the line it turns out that that was the best choice to make. It was a short-term loss for a long-term gain. And we really can't tell what is going to be a long-term gain, even when something seems to just go flying out of position and into all kinds of bad consequences. Everything is for us to learn from. And change is something that, you know, I deal with on a daily basis. When people come to me and they've got body pain or they've got, you know, long-term issues that have been happening, just by coming in and getting an adjustment or getting body work, often that creates a change in the body. Now, usually the body may actually reject the adjustment and, you know, somebody will feel a lot of body soreness. The thing is that the body will treat the misalignment as normal once that misalignment's been in place long enough. It becomes the new normal. So by correcting it, it actually takes it out of what the body believes is normal. So it'll resist it sometimes, which is why I always do body work. I always do massage to relax everything as much as possible before I try to go in and bring in a realignment. And that applies really to pretty much everything in our lives. You know, when we have been in a particular way for a particular amount of time, even if a change is positive, even if a change is good, it's going to feel unnatural. It's not going to feel right. And yes, sometimes, you know, I need to go in and, you know, maybe we need to tweak it again to remind it, no, really, this is the optimal way of being. This is the best way for you to be. And give it time and you'll adapt to it. And the body adapts. The body remembers, oh, wait a minute, that's right. That was the best way to be. Everything worked when I was all lined up. Then everything, you know, just kind of settles in and it's smooth sailing from there. When you reach that place of, you know, wanting to have something different, you know, often people will, you know, say, it's like, well, I know my back pain is related to the fact that, you know, I've got weak abdominals, so I need to change. I need to get out, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to do this, and, you know, I'm going to join a gym, and I'm going to go 7 days a week, and which are all very exciting and wonderful things. But we have to always consider that when change comes in, we need to put it a little bit on kind of a gradient there to jump in and say, and I've had many patients do this, it's like, you know what, that's it. Tomorrow I'm signing up for a gym membership. I'm going to go 7 days a week. Like, okay, that's a wonderful thought. And, you know, if you want to go get a gym membership, that would be great. And why don't you start off with 1 day a week? Just 1 day. Go there 1 day, do, you know, work out for maybe an hour, just gentle stuff. And if after a month you decide, you know what, 1 day is not quite enough, I think I want to do 2 days. That is the person who is creating the change that they choose and then creating a plan for the change. If you start off saying, all right, I'm going to go 7 days a week, you go 7 days a week for the first week and then life intervenes or you get a cramp or something happens to discourage you from continuing. And then you find that spot where Well, you know, you're maybe there on 5 days a week, then down to 3 days, then 1 day, then a couple of months go by and you don't go. And then, you know, my patients come back to me and it's like, oh, well, you know, and I tried and it hurt and, you know, and it's like, well, okay. So by starting off small, by starting off limiting, you know, that first step, then you grow from there. Change is amazing. Change can bring about, you know, such huge empowerment, but you don't want to turn change into a reason to beat yourself up. You don't want change to become this self-fulfilling prophecy of, see, I told you you couldn't do it. So when you look at, you know, what it is that you want to shift in your life, look at the baby steps about what needs to happen. If I have a patient who is really, you know, they haven't done much working out in many, many years, and they're giving me the, well, I'm going to start going to the gym 7 days a week, I really encourage them to dial it back, you know, start off small. And then as, you know, as you gain in confidence, as you gain in motivation, then you move it up to the next level. But it's another baby step. Then you move it up a little bit, then you move it up a little bit more. Change is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And especially, you know, depending on if it's something that has been an ingrained part of you for a very long time, there is nothing wrong with setting small, very doable, very manageable goals that will lead you to the ultimate goal of what you want. If you say, well, I want to lose 50 pounds, it's like, okay, you lose 50 pounds, and let's say we stretch that out over a year. No. I want to lose, you know, I'm going to lose 5 pounds a week, so in 10 weeks I'll have lost the 50 pounds, and, you know, and it's like, okay, well, good luck with that. To consistently lose 5 pounds every week. It's like, all right, well, what's the plan? Well, I'm gonna stop eating, or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna go to the gym and, you know, work until I die. And well, those are all choices. And for a short-term achievement, yeah, you can, you know, make it to that class reunion in a couple of months, and, you know, you're down to fitting into, you know, your old cheerleader outfit, or, you know, your old football jersey. And then as soon as the pressure comes off, because the change was not real change, it was just a temporary shift. And without real change, it goes right back to where it was. And in fact, usually, you know, most of us who have, you know, lost weight over a period of time, as soon as that event is passed, that weight comes right back, and it usually comes with interest. So you even end up with a little bit extra. People who want to, you know, maybe, and, you know, become much more muscular and more definition, and they go in and they start, you know, lifting weights like crazy and getting on all the machines, which will create, you know, you'll change, you'll shift. But the problem is how healthy is that shift? When you force the body to begin immediately doing something that is not a part of what it feels is normal, all it's going to do is create stress and strain on the person and on the muscle system. That is an excellent way to end up with torn ligaments and, you know, torn muscles. But and the goal is excellent. It's just about figuring out a doable way. Enjoy the journey. Feel the accomplishment of the journey. Don't be so rushed to get to the final point that you don't gain the wisdom that is meant to happen, that sense of empowerment. Yeah, maybe, you know, 1 week you lose 5 pounds. Maybe the next week you only lose 2, maybe 1 week you lose 6, maybe you gain 4. And the idea of having your sense of self going up and down with the numbers on a scale, that's, well, it is a choice, and it is not one that I would recommend. Setting small goals that help build up your confidence, creating the change that you want to create in your life that will bring you balance. It's not about what it can do for somebody else. It's not about losing weight because your mate thinks that you would look awesome that way. And I'm not saying you wouldn't. If it's what you choose. Because if it's not, if you're creating this big change in your life, and the bigger the change, the bigger the impact. If you're creating change just to please someone else, then it's not yours. And it is very, very difficult to sustain it. Because that's the whole point. What happens after the change? What happens after the weight is lost, or the muscle mass is gained, or the new job happens, or the relationship is, you know, succeeds, and you end up dating that person that you wanted to date, or you end up leaving the person that you wanted to leave? No matter what the change you want to create in your life, you have to consider what happens after the change happens. What happens after you achieve it? How do you sustain it? Because it's one plan to figure out how you're going to get there. It's totally a different thing to figure out how you're going to stay there. Is it a healthy, positive thing that you can be able to maintain? If someone is able to achieve what they want, going to the gym, let's say, you know, they want to work out, and they go to the gym maybe, you know, 2-3 times a week. And, you know, they do a fairly good workout those 2-3 times a week. And, yeah, they achieve what they want. Maybe it took a little bit longer, but they got where they wanted to be, and now it's a habit. It's something they enjoy. They have friends that are at the gym, and they're able to do that and have it be a social thing. And there's joy in it. It's not just about the goal anymore. It's about, gee, I'm doing this because I really like it. The person who goes and 7 days a week, they commit to it. They're able to do it. It kills them. It interferes with their social schedule, but they reach that goal. And then what? What are you willing to do to maintain it? If it was totally miserable going 7 days a week and working at it and, you know, you're just aching all the time, then, okay, you reached your goal, and there's very little joy in it, and now how do you sustain it? Are you going to keep going 7 days a week? Are you going to keep creating a situation that is causing you stress? Whatever it is that you want to change, number one, we feel is right for you. Number two, not everybody is going to be happy about it. So figure out a way that you can stand in the place of that change and be able to be okay with the fact that, yeah, not everybody wants it. And whether they want it or not, that's their story. That's not yours. You can do this for you. Remember in the airplane, they always say, put your mask on first. Take care of you so you can take care of others. When you create a change in your life, that will allow you to take care of others better. It allows you to be more of yourself, which for the people close to you, that should be the goal. That should be the thing that is encouraged, is for you to ultimately be able to be yourself, to speak your truth. So number three, whatever you choose to change, figure out a way to do it that you can live with, that is reasonable, maybe even to the point of a little too easy at first. But if you start off with a little too easy and then go, well, you know what, I could do this. I could do that more. I could do, you know, I could go 2 days a week. Allow yourself to have that ability to shift and to increase the challenge as you choose it. And that's a lot easier than starting the challenge off at the top and then having to dial back from it. Because all that does is start to eat away at your confidence. It eats away at your conviction and your motivation. When you start off at full tilt and you realize that you can't maintain that. And then the stories start, well, you know, you may as well give up because you can't do this. Start small. Start realistic. If you want to do a weight loss program, get some advice. Consult your physician. Consult friends who you know who have been through it and see what it was that worked for them, and then figure out what works for you. Don't just do what they do. Figure out what works for you. Create a plan and then go from there. Something that's easy for you to live with and that you can maintain beyond reaching the goal. Because once you've reached it, whatever your goal is, there's the part that comes after, because there's always the part that comes after. And whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, you know, well, I'm going to start meditating and I'm going to meditate for an hour every single day. Yes, you can. And when you first start off, it's important to figure out, one, what's the right meditation practice for you, and ease your way into it. Because once again, if you start off at, you know, level 10, you've got nowhere to go but down. Because it's very difficult to start a practice like that and maintain it at that high level. Figure out what works for you. Make the process as joyful as you can. Make it something where you learn, so that when you reach that point where you've achieved your goal, you've been able to create that change that you wanted to create, that you chose to create. That makes the whole process so much more empowering. It makes the process joyful. It makes the process something that becomes the story of other people. It allows you to take this wonderful change, and then you become a way for other people to have the courage to bring that change into, no matter what it is. So change because you choose to change, not because someone else chose it for you. And when you choose it, find the best way to make it the best possible experience. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is a choice. So when you're going to create change in your life, there may be parts of it that are painful, but it's always best not to try to suffer with it. Because then once it's done, it really has very little power to keep going. So change whatever it is you want to change, and enjoy it, because we're always changing. We're always growing. We're always shifting. And it's all up to you. So thank you for joining me on another Thursday. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. You can friend me on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. So if you would like to arrange for one-on-one consultation, then please get a hold of me. Until next week, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.